Je hoorden dat gevallen van het beest. Het had Mishnah.
Al shnei chadoshim mechalul nes haShabbos. 2 months of the year, when Edom want to come to Bezdin to tell Bezdin we saw the moon last night, if they have to, they can be mechalul Shabbos to get to Bezdin. Al nisan v'al tishrei, these 2 months, on the month of Nisan, the month of Tishrei, the Edom that saw the Levona, they saw it on Friday night. If they want to get to Bezdin tomorrow, they're allowed to even be mechalul Shabbos. Like we'll see later, any type of chilul Shabbos they have to do, they're allowed to do. Why these 2 months? Shebehen shluchim yoytzen l'suria. Because on these 2 months, on Nisan and Tishrei, shluchim from the Bezdin Agoda from Yishlayim go outside Eretz Yisrael to Suria to tell the people exactly when they made the Kiddush HaChodesh. Uvohem misakten es ha-moedus. These months are very important because these are the months that we make up the Yom Tovim. Like Nisan, we have to know when Pesach is going to be, and Tishrei, we have to know when Sukkoth, when Yom Kippur will be. So for these 2 months, Bezdin send out shluchim. Vashenken u'kishoye beis ha-migdash chayim, when there used to be the beis ha-migdash, is mechal and af al-kulam. Then any month of the year, Edom had a right to be mechal al-Shabbos in order to get to Bezdin on Shabbos to tell them that we saw the Levona last night. Mifnei takonas ha-korban. Because the zman that had the beis ha-migdash, every single month was important to know when you bring Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh was a special Musaf, a korban Musaf. So you had to make sure to bring it the right day. So Edom had a right to be Mechal Shabbos for any month of the year. So Rashi learns like this. Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechal Shabbos. Edom Shiro was a Chodesh. Edom saw last night, Friday night, the new moon. So you're allowed to go to Bezdin even on Shabbos and Mechal Shabbos. These 2 months, Nisan and Tishrei, Shabem Shluchim. So Rashi Bezdin Shochim L'Suria Loidi Al-Goyla. They sent out messengers even to Suria, to Syria, to tell them when Rosh Chodesh was. Yen Tviyosim. Hilkach, therefore, chashivi. It's very chash of these 2 months. And the Gemara will explain every month of the year, or other months also we send out shluchim. The Mishnah before said 6 months of the year we send out shluchim. That's the Gemara's going to ask us. Rashi says, though, really, o menatera machalan akulam. Midiraisa, modashin, apostic later, the Edom are allowed to be machal Shabbos to come to Bezdin to tell them we saw the Levona. Aber Rabbonin nosru. But the rest of the other 10 months of the year, midirabbonin, you're not allowed to be machal Shabbos. Because the Yom Tovim are not totally in the other months of the year. Other months doesn't bother us so much to make the month an extra day, to make it a chaser al piyedim. It doesn't have to be al piyedim. But these 2 months, hemidim adin Torah. The Rabbanan left it the way it is midiraisa. Because the Yom Tovim are totally in Nisan and Tishrei. So since these 2 months are very important, Bezdin left it like midiraisa that Edom are allowed to be mechal Shabbos to come to Bezdin to tell them we saw the moon last night that Bezdin should make a kiddush hachodesh today. Takonis korban, mashenkim is man that based the midish. Every month was nageya when to bring a korban musaf. Rashi shall was chodesh shiakov is manai that you should bring the right korban musaf on the right day. So Gemara asks, al beis chadoshim v'suloi, do you only send out shluchim does the Bezdin agodol? After the Mekadosh, the month of Nisan and Tishrei, these 2 months, they send out messengers to the rest of the people outside Eretz Yisrael to know when the Kiddush HaChodesh was. For the Gemara, is it only 2 months? V'suloi, not more. Or a minu, have a kasha. We learned before, Avob Chadoshim, on 6 months of the year, Hashluchim Yoytzim, that after Bezdin HaGodol is Mekadosh, the new month, the new Chodesh, they send out messengers to tell the people that didn't hear about it yet exactly when Rosh Chodesh was. On Tevis we had, on Adda we had, Mishnah Purim, we had other months also. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says like this, Hochikoma, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Kulon Shluchim Yoytzim, Miberev. And all the other 4 months, true, Shluchim go out. But you know when the messengers are allowed to leave, Miberev. When it comes to evening, they can leave already. Mashenkein, in other words, the evening, when the Shluchim know for sure that tomorrow Bezdin is going to be in the Kaddish, the new month, so the shluchim could go out even by evening. Like the mushroom. Let's say the 30th day went by, and Bezdin was not Mekadosh the 30th day. So Lamaisa, tomorrow, the 31st day, for sure is going to be Rosh Chodesh. We never let the month go more than 30 days. The 31st day, for sure, is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So now the Edom have a right to leave Yerushalayim the 30th night and start going out traveling. People tell people that on the 31st day was Rosh Chodesh, was the new month. Because they know for sure tomorrow Bezdin will be Mekadosh the month. In other words, they don't have to hang around until tomorrow Bezdin actually says, Mekudish HaChodesh, Mekudish HaChodesh. but they're allowed to leave already at night time since they know for sure tomorrow Beis Din will be Mekadosh. Like Rashi says, Yoytzin, Yishluchim Yoytzin Miberer, Kegoyin Nira Bolol, Hiyoyim Choftes. Let's say everybody saw the moon on the 29th day of the Chodesh. So then everybody knows that tomorrow, the 30th day, is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Oy Beleil Shloshim, or else everybody saw it the night of the 30th day. Tevadi Yikachru Beis Din Mocher. Everybody knows for sure tomorrow, like Edom are going to come to Beis Din, that we saw the moon last night. So Beis Din is going to say today, today is the 30th day of the month, that today is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Inam Yerels Mekesa B'Chodesh Mover. That the 30th day passed by already, and Beis Din didn't make a Kiddush HaChodesh today. So tomorrow, the 31st day, that's for sure is going to be Rosh Chodesh. The Pshita Lon Shebiyem Laman Aleph Yiskadish. We know for sure tomorrow, the 31st day, will be Rosh Chodesh. Because the month can never go more than 30 days. It could either be 29 or else 30, but not more. So now, Mishalein Yiskadish Bezmanoi, Eshluchim Yaitzim Mi Beis Din, V'yei Mamtinan Ad L'mocher. The Edim don't have, the Shluchim don't have to wait till tomorrow when they hear Sheyishamu Mikudish Mipi Beis Din. They don't have to wait until Beis Din actually says Mikudish. They're allowed to leave already the night before because they know for sure tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh. And I mean, look, come on. Rosh Beis Din Oymer Mikudish V'yidu L'Goyla. Usually Beis Din says, they give an announcement, Mikudish HaChodesh, that makes today Rosh Chodesh. So now the other 4 months of the year, the Shluchim don't have to wait until they hear it from Beis Din. They can leave right away as soon as they know for sure tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh, they have a right to start traveling tonight. Mashenke now Nisan V'Atishrei, and these 2 months, the months of Nisan and Tishrei, at Sheyishmu V'Pi Beis Din Mekudesh. They're not allowed to leave Yerushalayim until the next day by day, until they first hear that Beis Din proclaims and says, today is Mekudesh HaChodesh. When they hear from Beis Din itself that Beis Din made it Mekudesh, that's when the Shluchim leave. That's why Amishtah said Allah of these 2 months Shluchim go out. It doesn't mean only these 2 months. It means these 2 months have a different halacha to get to the Shluchim. That on these 2 months, Nisan and Tishrei, the Shluchim don't leave Yerushalayim to go to tell everybody else until after they heard from Beis Din itself that Mekudesh HaChodesh. And Tanya Nami Yochav, we learned about this also in the Braisa. Akulam, the other months, Yoytzim Miberuf. That the Shluchim, if they know by nighttime for sure that tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh in Yerushalayim, they have a right to leave at nighttime to start traveling to go as far as they could, to tell people when it's going to be, the, when Rosh Chodesh was. Kislev is Nageya to tell people when Chanukah will be. So if you know for sure that Tevis before had already 30 days, so you know for sure the Rosh Chodesh is going to be, Cheshvan. If you knew for sure that Cheshvan was 30 days already, so you know for sure tomorrow the 31st day is going to be Rosh Chodesh Kislev, you're allowed to leave at night time to tell people when there's the next Rosh Chodesh. About Nisan V'Atishrei, on these 2 months, the months of Nisan and Tishrei, then the Shluchim have to wait at Sheyishmu Mipi Beis Din Mekudesh, until they hear first from Beis Din saying Mekudesh. That's the locha. These 2 months they have to wait until Beis Din says Mekudesh. So Tosfos at the bottom here, in the bottom Tosfos, the second one of the big lines says, V'yim Toimar, Oma Tam Demas Nisan L'Nishrei V'Tishrei, at Sheyishmu Mipi Beis Din Mekudesh. What's the reason, Taka? How come these 2 months, Nisan and Tishrei, the Shluchim can't leave until they hear from the Beis Din itself, Mekudesh? Heichad the Nirubolu B'yom Chavtes, Oy B'leil Lamed, Afagav Devadi Yikachru Beis Din L'Mocher. How come they can't leave? It's in the case where everybody saw the moon the 29th day. So everybody knows tomorrow Beis Din is going to make Rosh Chodesh. So why can't the Shluchim start leaving right now? Like they know for sure Beis Din will make it tomorrow. So Tosfos says, En Yoytzim Olav Lialter, because Chashina, there's still a little bit of a question about that Dilma Mimlechi Beis Din Omavrilei. Maybe even though the Edom come to Beis Din to say we saw the moon last night, Beis Din will have a reason we don't want to make Kiddush HaChodesh today on the 30th day. We want to make this last month a Malay, and we'll first make Rosh Chodesh tomorrow on the 31st day. That's a possibility. Maybe. And if that happens, the Yosla Kukule Mu'adis. If they're going to leave on Nisan, so what happened here? These two Edom saw that on the 29th day of Adar, they saw the moon already. So, Apipashtis, tomorrow, the 30th day, Beis Din should say Mekudesh HaChodesh. Because the Mal, as soon as Edom come and say they saw the moon, Beis Din makes the Kiddush HaChodesh. So these Edom want to leave right now, the 29th day, by night. They want to start going out telling people when Mekudesh is going to be. So Negev to tell people in L.A. when to make Pesach. You have to know Tesvav Nisan exactly when it is. So we're afraid they can't leave right now because there's a slight chance that maybe Beis Din tomorrow on the 30th day will change their mind.
Even though Adam Shua is going to come to Bezdin today and say, we saw the moon last night, so really you shouldn't make today Rosh Chodesh, Bezdin, if they want to, they have a right to postpone it to the next day. They could push off Rosh Chodesh, make Adar Mole 30 days to Adar, and first make Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day. That's a possibility. So therefore, we don't let the shluchim leave to tell the people in L.A. when Pesach should be until he knows 100% that the Bezdin made Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day. So that's why the din is that for Nisan and Tishrei, that's Nogayat Yom Tovim, they can't leave until they hear clearly from the Bezdin HaGadol, Mekudesh HaChodesh. Is Chashin and Dilma Mimlech Bezdin Amar Relay, V'yosach HaKulim Yadis, Ela Heichad Lekachu V'yem Lamed, but that's good if he wants to leave the 29th by night. But let's say the 30th day passed by already, and Bezdin did not make the 30th day of Adar Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So now, Leifke B'yom Lamed Aleph, she yes to Tresa Yosem Yom Lamed Aleph. Here's the kasha now. Let's say it already passed by today, the 30th day of Adar, and Bezdin did not say Kiddush HaKodesh today. So we know now 100% that tomorrow Bezdin is going to make the Kiddush HaKodesh. Because even if no Adam come in the world, so what? The 31st day for sure has to be Rosh Chodesh. You can't make last month more than 30 days. So in the case that today's the 30th day, and the Adam saw by Shki already, Bezdin did not make today Rosh Chodesh. So now it's Akasha. Why can't these Adim start traveling right now? Let them take the bus right now to start traveling to LA to tell people that Rosh Chodesh is going to be tomorrow. There's no doubt about it. 100% tomorrow on the 31st day, for sure Bezdin will make a Kiddush HaKodesh. Whether there's our Adim, whether there's not Adim, you can't push it off more than the 31st day. So why does it say on Nisan and Tishrei? Even in such a case, you have to wait till the next day till you hear why leave at night. So he says that's Xavier ready. So he says, once you let them leave 1 month on for Nisan, at night time, they'll make a mistake and they'll think by Nisan they can always leave at night time. So since there's a time that they can't leave at night time, like L'mashal, the 29th day by night, then they can't leave. Because it's doubtful, maybe Bezdin will make it tomorrow. So since some Rosh Chodesh Nisans, they can't leave at night time, they're born in Medelei Plug. You can never leave at night time. You only have a right to leave the next day after you hear Mekudesh HaKodesh. That's the Baal Mishnah saying. These 2 months of Nisan and Tishrei have a special halacha when the Shluchim leave. The Shluchim only leave after they hear from Bezdin Mekudesh HaKodesh. Tana Rabbanim. Minayin Shemachal Aleim Es HaShabbos. How do we know because this halacha, the Mishnah says, that when the Edom want to come to Bezdin to tell them on Shabbos that they saw the new moon, they're allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos if they have to. Talmud Leim of the Pasuk says, Eila Mu'adi Hashem, Asher Tikru Oysim B'mayadim. That we dash Hashem Mu'adi Hashem means that Rosh Chodesh is called the Mayad Hashem, and Asher Tikru Oysim, that Bezdin calls it out, B'mayadim means Rosh Chodesh. Bezdin calls it out, Mekudesh HaKodesh. The Rashi says, the third line, the big lines, Asher Tikru Oysim B'mayadim, His Hiram, Shelayavar HaMoyit Shel Zman Triyosim, Mikro HaKodesh, Hainuk Kiddush Bezdin. That whenever you're supposed to do it, make sure to be done. So if you're the Yedim and you know about it, even if it means the Mechal HaShabbos, you're allowed to do it. Like, make sure it's done that Bezdin says Kiddush HaChodesh the right time. Yeah. Now, Yochel, I would think, Kishem Shemechal Anal A'adshi is Kachu. The same way the Yedim are allowed to go to Bezdin to be Mechal, even if they have to be Mechal HaShabbos, Kach, I would think, Mechal A'adshi is Kaimu. That means until they keep Rosh Chodesh. In other words, even after Bezdin the Kaddish to the Chodesh in Yerushalayim, now the Shluchim have to go out to tell people outside Yerushalayim when was the Kiddush HaChodesh. So maybe even for the Shluchim, the messengers leaving Yerushalayim, they're allowed to travel even through Shabbos to tell people. Talmud Leima, that the Pasuk says no. Asher Tikru Oysam, you have a right to call it Rosh Chodesh. Shewidashin al Kriyosam Ata Mechalol. Only when it's Nogeya to Bezdin calling Rosh Chodesh, does the Edom have a right to be Mechal HaShabbos to tell Bezdin, I saw the moon last night, in order that Bezdin now can make a kriya of saying Mekudesh HaKodesh. Of the Viyato Mechal HaKiyumam, just to keep Rosh Chodesh in the right time, that the Shluchim should be able to travel as far as possible to tell people when Rosh Chodesh was, that they can't be Mechal HaShabbos. When the Shluchim leave Yerushalayim, they could travel 6 days of the week. When it comes Shabbos, they have to stay still. They can't be Mechal HaShabbos in order to notify people to tell them when Rosh Chodesh was. Then the Mishnah says, "Ukeshoye beis hamikdash kayam mechalin af akulan." If not, akonas akorban. When we had the beis hamikdash, every single month was nageyah to know exactly which day of the real Rosh Chodesh to bring the korban musaf. So then, Edom had a right to be mechal shabbos. Tana rabbanim.
Purishoino hoyemchalin afakulan. At the beginning means when you had the Beis Hamikdash, the shluch, the eidim had a right to be mechal Shabbos to get the Beis Din on any month. Mishachor Beis Hamikdash, but after the Beis Hamikdash was chorav, there's no more korban musaf. Is the omelin of Yechonim et Zakei. The Yechonim et Zakei now made a takonim with Rabbonin, so like this. The chiyesh korban, like he said, now is there any more korban? There's no more korban musaf on the Rosh Chodesh. Is a skino, we made it a corner now, Shiloh Yiyo Mechalin Elo Anisov Yatishri Bavad. Now, like Rashi learns, that Midirai Savadi could be Mechal Shabbos for any month. But the Yechon Mitzaka made it a corner with Rabbonin that another month should not let it be Mechal Shabbos. Only for Chodesh Nisan and Chodesh Tisrei are you allowed to still be Mechal Shabbos. And the reason is because these 2 months are very important in order that Bezdin makes the Kiddush L'Chodesh, because the Yemtaiva Matoli, when Rosh Chodesh was, Pesach, and Sukkot and Yom Kippur told them these months. So therefore, for these months, Rabbanu left it on Din D'Oraisa. Even if the Eidim would not be Mechala Shabbos, I mean, there'll still be a Din D'Oraisa. And whenever Bezdin is Mekadosh the Chodesh, that's when this was Chodesh D'Oraisa. So even if the Eidim don't get to Bezdin on the 30th day, that they have to push it off the 31st day, Avada, that's also D'Oraisa. But still, about these Yom Tovim, that these months are very important to know when the Yom Tov is, here the Rabbanu left it on Din D'Oraisa, that the Eidim have a right to be Mechal Shabbos to get to Beis Din. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Bein Sheniru Bolu, whether it was seen clearly, everybody was able to see the moon last night very clearly. Bein Sheniru Bolu, whether it wasn't seen so clearly, it was a little dark last night, a little cloudy, it wasn't so easy to see the moon. And you were maybe the only Eidim that saw the moon last night. Still, in both cases, Mechal and Olav HaShabbos. If you're in a faraway place from Beis Din, you're allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos, to tell Beis Din. Now the Chiddush is, even in a case where the moon was seen very easily, so if you're living 10 miles away from Beis Din, maybe you shouldn't be allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos. You know why? Because since it was seen so easily, Mestama, other people closer to Beis Din also saw it. So there's no purpose for you to be Mechal HaShabbos. Most probably people closer by saw it and they'll go to Beis Din. No, still the Din is allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos. Because still there's a doubt, maybe nobody else knows about it, maybe. Therefore, still you're allowed to go. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, in Niru Bolul, in the case that the moon was seen very clearly last night, and Mechal Olav HaShabbos, then you should know you're not allowed to go to Beis Din to be Mechal HaShabbos. Because even if you don't go, most probably other people will go. Mara says, Maaseh happened once, Sha'ovru Yoser Me'avoyim Zug, that over 40 Eidim started to travel on Shabbos to go to Beis Din to tell them we saw the moon last night. The Yikva Rabbi Kiva Balud. And the Rekiva held them back and Lord Mastami yelled that since last night the moon was seen very clearly, there's no reason to be Mechal HaShabbos. So he told them, don't be Mechal HaShabbos, don't go to the Beis Magod in Yishlayim, but stay in Lud, stay with us. Sholoch Lord Rabbi Gamliel, and Leo told him, Rabbi Kiva, you're doing the wrong thing. Because if you hold them back this year, this month, not to be Mechal HaShabbos, not to go to Beis Din, you should know, Nimtzeis Machshinu Nosilovay. These Eidim will think, you know what, we're never allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos. So no matter what happens in the future, even in the case that the moon will not be seen easily, and these people will be the only people to see the moon, still they won't be Mechal HaShabbos. So like meant to say, leave them alone. If the Eidim are going to Beis Din to tell them we saw the moon last night, let them go. Because you can never tell, maybe we would need them. So the Maamar Mashma, Tahai Olo Lishta the Migli. The Mishnah says whether the moon was seen clearly or whether it wasn't seen clearly. Olo means clearly. But the Gemara, how does the Mishnah know to say the Taish of Olu, the word Olu means, the Migli, like it's uncovered, if you can see it clear? Omer Abavua, Omer Kroos, the Pasuk says, Imrois Hashem, the words of Hashem at the Torah, are Morois Torahs, are pure words. Kesef Tzorif, like it cleans off, purifies silver. Ba'alil Lo'oritz, like clearly on the world. So Olu means, just like silver is purified, everybody can see it. Rashi says, Bolu Lo'oritz means, Goli Lakol. Everybody could see the way you purify Suva. You see the word Balu means, Ba'alul here means, clearly, everybody could see it. And the pasuk ends off, Mizukak Shibosoyim. It's like purified 7 times. So now we dash in the end of the pasuk. What does it mean, Shibosoyim 7 times? So it's a drasha like 7 times 7 of 49. That Rabbi Shmuel, the Machlaitis Rabbi Shmuel, no, Rabbi Shmuel, Chadama once says the pshat in the pasuk is like this, Nun Shari Bina Nivru Boilam. There were 50 sharim of vina that were created on the world. The kulam nitu l'moshe chosar echad. 49 was given over to Moshe. 50 of them minus 1 is 49. That's the pshat here. Mezukah k'shevasoyim means 7 times 7. 49 Shari Bina was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenem, because the pasuk says, that Moshe Rabbeinu was missing something. So since we know there are 50 Shari Bina, so Moshe was only missing one. Therefore, Moshe got 49. So Rashi says, Chamishim Shari Bina, Sefer Daikro Darshi, Rabbi Shmuel. It says, Mezukah k'shevasoyim. That means Sheva Shviyat, 7 times 7. Then Chamishim Chosarach, that's 49. Shenimtsu LaMoshe, that was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu. LaMadnu, from here we learn out that since Moshe only had 49 Sharabina, from here we know, you should know, Shechamishim Nivrum, 50 Sharabina were created. Shereimat Nechtim Elokim, because Moshe was missing something. So Moshe was missing at least one. Since he was missing at least one, that means there were 50 created. Now the Pasuk says, Bikesh Keheles, Limsa Divrei Chepetz. Kehelis wanted to find something. Chepetz wanted to have something. What do you want to have? Dikesh Kehelis Lios Kamosha. He wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. He wanted to have the 49 Sharei Bina. Yotza Basko. The Basko came out at the end of that pasuk and says, "Biyomitz Biyomuloi said to Kehelis, the Chosib Yosha Divrei Yemes." That's the end of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Dikesh Kehelis Limsa Divrei Chepetz, the Chosib Yosha Divrei Yemes." It means, look at the Torah. Look at what it says inside the Divrei Yemes, the Torah. And the Torah it says, "V'loikom Novi Oyd Yisrael Kamosha." So in other words, you careless, you Shleim HaMelech can't be like Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah says clearly, V'loikom Novi Oyd Yisrael Kamosha. So you can't have these 49 Sharei Bina. The Chadam, another says, no, that's not pshat here. Because V'neviyim Loikom, it just means Loikom Novi, the Pasuk saying a Novi can't be like Moshe. But maybe B'mlochem Kom, but maybe a Melech like Shleim HaMelech, maybe he could have 49 Sharei Bina. So according to this man, the Yama, what's the pshat that Kehelis wanted something and the Basko said he can't have it? Elo, Nani Makayim Bikesh Kehelis Simsa Divrei Chepetz. What does it mean Kehelis wanted to find something and the Pasuk says he can't get it? It means like this. Bikesh Kehelis Lodoin Dinin Shebeleif. Kehelis wanted to be a Dayan to order Paskin Dinin Momnis Shebeleif. In other words, Shlebi Yedim. He'll think whatever he thinks is fit, that's to be the Locha. Reuven comes and says to him, Shimon owes me $100. Shimon says, nothing doing, I never did it. So we owe the halacha, you only might see mom and I'll pay him. You have to bring to Edom, then we'll give you the money. Shlomo wanted to know, I'm such a big chacham that I don't have to pass him with Edom. What my seichel tells me, Shimon owes money, I should have the right to say, Shimon, you owe money. That's what Kehelis, Shlomo Melech, wanted to do. And the Pasuk says, the cost of Yosha Divrei Yemes, the Pasuk says back, no, look what the Torah says. The Torah says, I'll pishnayim Edom, yokum dover. You know, you have to have Edom. You can't pass him without Edom. So Melech Kehelis, you can't do it without Edom. So then the Mishnah says, Maise Shavru Yosem Yaboyim Zug. It happened that more than 40 pairs of Edom started to be Mechal Shabbos. They wanted to go to Yerushalayim, and they went to Lug. The Yisrael Rav Akiva held them back, told them, don't go further. There's no purpose for you.